And they need to do that against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles here on Sunday afternoon at BayCare Ballpark. Welcome into the broadcast booth here on ThreshersBaseball.com or Minor League TV, Bally Live, wherever you're watching. We appreciate you joining us in the Sunday afternoon. My name is Josh Sperber, and we'll get right into it. Threshers facing off for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, and the Mighty Muscles lineup is on your screens. Byron Churio in the leadoff spot for the sixth game. Played all six this series. Trevor Larnick continuing his rehab assignment from St. Paul. Raindon Cone hitting third. Jose Rodriguez, the cleanup man. Then Pancho Ruiz, Isaac Pena, Maddox Houghton, Gregory Duran, and Cole Elvis. For the Threshers, they set up defensively in a whole different nine. Bryson Ware moving from left to center field, his second career game as an outfielder. First was last night. He's flanked by T.J. Walton in left and Jordan Viers in right. And Nico Pouaca-Grego at third, Trent Farquhar at short, Otto Kemp at second, Keaton Anthony at first, Luis Caicuto the catcher for Mavis Graves, the starting pitcher today for the Clearwater Threshers. And we'll take a look at his stats after one start. He took the loss but pitched a solid game in Bradenton. Went four innings against the Marauders a week ago on Sunday in Bradenton. Allowed one run on four hits, two walks and three strikeouts against the Marauders. The lefty still looking for his first win as a pro, making his 13th career start, second for the Clearwater Threshers. Byron Churio is the starting right fielder today. He's played all three positions in the outfield so far this week, getting the start in right for the series finale here at BayCare Ballpark. No relation to Jackson Churio. Byron hitting .323 on the year with four ribbies this series, five total on the season, as Mavis Graves starts him off with a fastball for ball number one. And that is how we open tonight's game. Grave, the big left-hander, takes the 1-0 pitch, and that hits the inside corner. Fastball makes it a 1-1 count. A five-pitch mix for Mavis. Fastball, sinker, change, cutter, and a curveball for the lefty out of Greer in South Carolina. Appeal over to the first base umpire says Churio did not go on that inside fastball. And now the count's 2-1. The umpiring crew, Jared Neal behind the plate, Frank Jones manning the base paths. They have alternated between home and the bases this entire series. Another fastball from Graves. It's a 2-2 count to Churio, who's seen a heavy dose of fastballs to start off today's contest. And now the count's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Graves, left-hander, drafted out of high school in 2022 by the Phillies, as Churio slaps another fastball foul to keep the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. He was tied for the lead in the Complex League last year in starts with 11 and was 10th in the Florida Complex League in strikeouts in 2023, as Churio fouls off another pitch, a cut fastball from Graves, and now the count is still 2-2. His first career start against Fort Myers, second at the single-A level. And the 2-2 hit on the ground, rolling foul down the first baseline. Three pitch knocked away by Brian Churio in a row to start off this game. Count still at 2-2, seven pitch at bat to Byron Churio. So Graves, the lefty, sent up from the third base side of the rubber, deals 2-2 again. Cut on and miss, and that's strike three. And Churio swinging way over the top of that slider, and Graves has his first strikeout of the game, his fourth of the season. One more strikeout today, and Graves will have 50 on his career through his first 13 starts. Not too shabby from Mavis. And that'll be just about an average of 2 per start. Larnick hits this one on the ground, slowly rolling towards second base. Farquhar comes across to get it, throws to first in time. A quick out number 2 to the minor league rehabbing Trevor Larnick. And Farquhar tracking that all the way, exchanging words with Otto Kemp, the primary second baseman, as to why the shortstop called him off there. So two gone now in the first inning. Raindo Cone back in the 3 spot for Fort Myers, team leader in RBIs with 8 after a sac fly gave him his third of the series last night. And the breaking ball in there for a called strike to Don Cohn. Outside quarter on the cutter, and it's an 0-1 count. Don Cohn hitting 304 with a home run to go along with those team-leading eight RBIs. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball just missing below the knees, and the slider evens the count at one ball and one strike. A lot of utility players on this Fort Myers team. Don Cohn, one of the many to play multiple positions in this series, playing primarily at short and third. 1-1. This is lifted high in the air out to right field. Viers sprinting towards the foul line. Straightaway right field, he makes the catch for the final out of the first inning. So the Muscles go down in order. A long first at bat, shorter next two for Mavis Graves, and a good start for the lefty as the Threshers head for their first cuts in the bottom of the first inning.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks Night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher game, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Let's see how the Threshers line up. Bottom of the first inning. Scoreless so far, and Bryson Ware leading off, trying to change that. His first game in the leadoff spot. Then Trent Farquhar, Otto Kemp for the rest of the first. Hopefully Jordan Viers, the cleanup man, can get to it, as well as T.J. Walton, Nico Pawaka-Grego, Luis Caicuto, Keaton Anthony, and Dakota Katowski, the starting nine. And we'll take a look at the defense they'll be hitting towards for Fort Myers. You've got Gregory Duran at first, Isak Pena at second, Raindon Cohn at short, Cole Elvis at third. And left to right in the outfield, Jose Rodriguez, Maddox Houghton, and Bryron Churio, with Pancho Ruiz, the battery mate of the starting pitcher, in Paul Sean Pasqualato. First pitch from Pasqualato, a fastball that misses to Ware, and it's a 1-0 count, as you see the stats for Paul Sean on the board. And now the 1-0 to Ware. High fly ball foul, count evens at 1-1. Pasqualato, no ERA thus far on the 2024 season. Made one relief appearance in Fort Myers with five innings of work, two hits, two walks, and two strikeouts. Ware taking a slider low. And the count now 2-1 to Bryson Ware. For Pasqualato, fastball, sinker, slider, cutter, and a change. And Ware rolls this down the right field line for a base hit. He takes a quick turnaround first, but will stay there as Ware, the now center fielder, starts this off with a single, and the Threshers happy to get a hit a lot quicker than last night. Second shutout loss of the season for Clearwater, and their biggest loss over the last 2 years. Did not lose by double digits last season, and they get a double digit loss to Fort Myers in game number eight of the season. Now we're game number nine. And Trent Farquhar up at the plate for the Threshers as Ware takes a lead off of first. Farquhar has reached base in all three games this series, and he started off with a changeup. That makes the count 1-0. That 4-for-5 game on Wednesday, certainly the highlight of the week for Farquhar, who is 0-for but reached on a walk in last night's loss. Breaking ball, missing upstairs. It's a 2-0 count, and Farquhar actually walked twice last night, 0-for-1, hitting from the 8th spot. Moving up in the lineup because of his ability to get on base is Ware, remaining on first base after the pickoff attempt, misses and does not get there in time. So Farquhar, second base and a shortstop, playing against short today with Aiden Miller, getting a day off due to rest after playing the first five games of the series. Fastball in there for a called strike to Farquhar, 2-1 the count for the Michigan State alum. Began his collegiate career at Bowling Green State University around 2020. Breaking ball missing outside, and it's 3-1. And like many programs did, Bowling Green State unable to sustain their baseball program after COVID. And though that was temporary, it did cause Farquhar to transfer to a bigger school in Michigan State. Now he faces a full count after fouling off the fastball. So Ware likely to head to second. He's got plenty of speed. Two steals in the complex and with the Threshers last season. Runner stays, and it's fouled off by Farquhar. Count remains at 3-2. Farquhar with also that game-winning single coming on Wednesday night's win, the Threshers' first of their homestand. Payoff coming again to Farquhar, and this one's hit on the ground. Duran dives and taps it towards the second baseman, barehanded by Pena, but no throw as Farquhar was there too quickly. So that ball hit hard enough and in a well enough spot that Farquhar now reaches with a single. So the first two on for the Threshers, and you best believe that they're playing with some anger at the bat after a tough game for Clearwater hitting yesterday. Just two hits, both of them singles, from Avery Owusu-Asiedu and Caden Hediger. Now Otto Kemp, who was resting in yesterday's game, rehabbing from AA Reading, is into the batter's box for the Threshers in a very dangerous position. Not like it's already not dangerous with Otto at the plate. A homer and three RBIs all coming this series on the season. And he's hitting close to 600 in his rehab stint with the Threshers that began a week ago in Bradenton. First pitch coming of Kemp as he fouls off a fastball that is going to clang off the top of the suites, and the count drops to 0-1. Kemp has hit an extra base hit in just about every game he has played in this rehab stint with Clearwater so far. He has reached base, recorded a hit in each of his four rehab games with Clearwater as a breaking ball misses low to even the count at 1-1. Otto, 24 years old, three games this series, 6-9, with an extra base hit of every kind and three RBIs to go along with four runs scored and two stolen bases. He was 1-3 with a double last Sunday in Bradenton. Swing and a miss there, change up fools him, and the count's down to 1-2. So in total in his rehab stint, Kemp 7-12 in four games, two doubles, a triple, a homer, and three RBIs. Had a 10-game hit streak last season as the breaking ball gets away from the catcher but not far enough to advance the runners. 2-2 to Kemp, and Farquhar remaining on first, Bryson Ware remaining on second for Clearwater. So a 2-2 count to Otto Kemp. Two on, nobody out. Now the pitch from Pasqualato. Kemp lines this one sharply, but it curls foul, and that is going to hit the seats to stay at 2-2. Threshers taking three of the first five games against Fort Myers. Had their three-game win streak snapped yesterday in the loss. 2-2 again. Kemp takes the slider low, and now the count's full to 3-2. And last year, this was the opening series. Threshers had an opening three-gamer in Bradenton like they did this season. And now, and then the home opener was against Fort Myers in 2023 as well. Payoff to Kemp. He holds on the fastball and is called for a strike three, but it's immediately challenged by Otto Kemp, and it's upheld by Frank Jones. So called strike three, gets the first out of the first inning. And Kemp, who was taking the guards off like he was planning to walk to second, will carry them back into the dugout. Now the power-hitting lefty Jordan Vyer stepping up to the plate for Clearwater. Two good runners on the base paths. Ware on second, Farquhar on first with one gone in the bottom half of the scoreless first inning. Paulshawn Pasqualato on the mound for Fort Myers. He takes a glance over at Ware and deals. Vyers fouls off the fastball, and it's 0-1. And Pasqualato with a brightly colored glove on his left hand. Not something you'd usually see color-wise from a Twins player. Kind of a bright blue, almost a blue Gatorade sort of color from Pasqualato. 0-1 to Vyers, fastball on the outside corner, and it's 0-2. Fires has been moved around the lineup for Clearwater this series. Came in as defensive replacement for Raylan Heredia in one of the games this series. And at the dish, he has been 1-6 in two games as a starter. Now the 0-2, swing and a miss. There's strike three, and that changeup is working wonders for Pasqualato. But the Threshers making him work for it. Two hits on Paul Shawn already, and 21 pitches through the first two-thirds of the ball game for Paul Shawn Pasqualato. Now T.J. Walton up to the plate. Two runners on for him, a guy who hits the ball very hard and would like to do so into the gap to try and move some of the runners home. Walton lines this one fair down the left field line, and that's going to be in for a base hit. Way around third, and he will score. Farquhar is going to be waved around second base where Walton stops for a double, and Farquhar scores all the way from first, and it's a two-out double for T.J. Walton to give the Threshers a lead, opening up the ball game. And a great approach at the dish for T.J. Walton. He's a hard swinger, just ambushing that first pitch right down the middle. And he laced that one down the line, an easy double for T.J. Walton. And with the base running abilities on board already for the Threshers, they made those two runs look easy as well. So 2-0 in favor of the Threshers with two outs in the first, and T.J. Walton has his first RBI hit of the season as Nico Polanco-Grego swings and misses for strike number one. Nico almost broke up the no-hitter early on, and I really think that that out by Brandon Whitaker in the second inning changed the scope of the game yesterday, as it's an 0-2 as Polanco-Grego misses on the changeup. Second inning in last night's game, an 0-2 count, Polanco-Grego hit a hard ground ball right up the middle as the fastball misses upstairs to make it a 1-2 count to the Australian native. And Polanco-Grego was running towards first, but the throw beat him after Brandon Whitaker made a diving stop over at short, close to second, to snare the out as the changeup misses well off the plate, 2-2 to Polanco-Grego. And after that, the Threshers didn't get their first hit until the fifth inning. And that was not the only good defensive play from Fort Myers last night as well. So you got to think that if Polanco-Grego had that single, Clearwater would have had a little more momentum in yesterday's game. As the fastball misses outside, Polanco-Grego works the count from 0-2 to 3-2. Walton is on second base with two outs, 2-0 lead courtesy of TJ's double in the last at bat. And now Polanco-Grego ends the inning on a strikeout to finish the first inning. So Paul Shawn Pasqualato strikes out the side, but the Threshers get the last laugh. Two runs on three hits without an error, and one man left on base. Clearwater 2, Fort Myers 0 after 1.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com. Then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. Also on Instagram and TikTok, as well as at Threshers on Twitter. Mavis Graves pitching with the lead for the first time this season. Starts off Jose Rodriguez with a fastball for a called strike one. 2-0 the lead for Clearwater at the start of the top of the second inning. Now the 0-1 pitch. Hit on the ground, foul, bouncing into the Threshers' dugout, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. The sun is beating down on BayCare Ballpark today. Not a cloud in this beautiful sky here in Clearwater. And the Threshers hoping to put the beat down on Fort Myers to take the series already with a two-run lead. 0-2 quickly to Rodriguez to start off the second. And here's the pitch. Fastball inside. And now the count is 1-2. So Mavis Graves, sixth-round pick of the Phillies back in 2022. Didn't pitch that year. And began his career by leading all Phillies rookie ball pitchers with 11 starts. 1-2. And did he go? He did. Called strike three. And a 94-mile-an-hour fastball gets the strike to Rodriguez for the first out of the second inning. Heart of the order starting off the second for Fort Myers. So Pancho Ruiz and Isaac Pena will be the next two to hit. And as Ruiz steps into the box as we speak. So first pitch to Pancho. Fastball in there for a called strike. And it's an 0-1 count. Pancho Ruiz had maybe the best game of his young career yesterday. Two runs scored and an RBI in a 4-for-5 day with all four hits as singles as he grounds this one foul down the third base line to bring the count down to 0-2. And Graves looking as good as I have seen him, consistently throwing strikes in an albeit small sample size. But Graves is looking pretty solid for the Threshers. Now the 0-2, fastball upstairs, one ball and two strikes. The 1-2, popped up high and foul behind home plate. Still a 1-2 count to Pancho Ruiz. Catcher, but he has been behind the plate for four of the six games, with Cole Elvis getting the other two. Elvis at third base and in the nine spot for the Threshers. So Ruiz, a lot of durability as he's going to be called out. Automatic strike three to Pancho Ruiz. So Mavis Graves gets a break, and now Brian Meyer coming to have a chat with the home plate umpire Jared Neal as he thought that pitch clock ran out a little bit too quickly. So two gone in the second inning. Isaac Pena coming up to the plate. He was a late addition to the Mighty Muscles lineup and was almost scratched afterwards, supposedly not feeling his best before the game started. And fortunately, Isaac back in the lineup as he takes a fastball low and in to make it a 1-0 count. So Pena, switch hitting second baseman, one RBI on the season. And he is barely not even hitting 100 so far. A rough start for the switch hitting second baseman as he pops this one foul, clear in the sweets, and it's 1-1. Had some full days of sweets here at BayCare Ballpark, and today not so different. Just the people huddling up in the shade over at Big Shark down the right field line. 1-1 to Pena. Breaking ball in there for a called strike and a nice slider from Graves, fooling the right-hander with that one coming in. So one ball and two strikes to Pena. Now the pitch. He holds up the swing, and the slider misses to even up the count at 2-2. Left-handed Graves deals. Slider again. That misses low. Three balls and two strikes as some new baseballs come out to Jared Neal, the home plate umpire. Graves pitching almost exclusively from the stretch and the third base side of the rubber. Usually see left-handers pitch a little bit more central as the fastball misses up to Pena, and he is on for the first time for a two-out walk. First base runner of the day for the Mighty Muscles. That'll bring up Maddox Houghton, primary center fielder, also able to play in right. But with his speed, he's usually put in center as he has played primarily there for the Mighty Muscles over the last two seasons. A couple of steals already this week and a home run for Maddox, who was hitting 444 with a dinger and seven RBIs. First pitch fastball misses upstairs to Houghton. It's a 1-0 count. Pena, no steals on the season just yet, but he's got the speed to do it, taking a short lead off of first and being held on by Keaton Anthony. Now the pitch. 1-0, dribbled foul, and that's going to bounce off the railing into the Threshers dugout to even the count at one ball and one strike. Graves, a quick glance over at first, and the 1-1. Fastball just above the letters, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch. Swing and a miss. Well out in front of the cutter. And it's 2-2. That cutter-slider combination to offset a mid-90s fastball has worked very well for Graves so far. And it's helped him become a consistent presence in now two different rotations across two levels for the Philadelphia Phillies minor league system. That's why they took a flyer on him in the sixth round out of high school. 2-2. Just got a piece of it. That's popped foul by Houghton. And out of play, two balls, two strikes to the Mighty Muscles center fielder. Threshers lead 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning, thanks to T.J. Walton's 2-RBI double back in the first. 2-2 again. Called strike three, and Houghton's going to challenge it, but that cutter looked on the upper outside corner pretty cleanly. And of course, I'm wrong. Jared Neal overturning the strike three called, and now the count is full to Houghton, so Isaac Pena will take off for second base on the full count with two outs. Payoff pitch coming from Graves, trying to end this inning as the pickoff attempt to first is not in time. Pena sliding in safely without a tag applied. So full count to Houghton, two gone and a man on first. Graves, a glance over at first again. Pena stays put, the pitch hammered high and deep out to left field. Walton going back on the track, jumping at the wall, and he keeps it in play. The ball falling onto the warning track as Pena rounds third to score, and Houghton stands up at second base with a two-out RBI double, but that was almost a whole lot more. T.J. Walton did a fantastic job to even get to that ball and keeps it in play while nearly making a highlight reel wall-climbing catch. As you see right there, Walton essentially kept that ball in the ballpark with his glove. A fantastic play in left and almost looked even better. So one run now for the Mighty Muscles as Gregory Duran is up for his second start of the season for Fort Myers. Fastball almost nips him, and it's a 1-0 count to the newest first baseman for Fort Myers. Had an underwhelming debut for Fort Myers yesterday. Reached twice on a walk and a hit by pitch and scored both times he got on base, but he struck out twice and finished the day 0 for 3. 1-0 count to Duran as fastball in there for a called strike one. Lefty-lefty matchup. The second one of the day for Graves, with Trevor Larnach being the other. Back at the lineup after playing every single inning for the Mighty Muscles yesterday. 1-1. Hit on the ground and underneath the glove of the third baseman in for a base hit. Walton's going to throw home. It's going to be a close one to the plate, but that ball airmails Kai Kuto, and this game is tied. RBI single for Duran. He advances to second on the throw, and just like that, we're all square at two apiece here in the bottom or in the top of the second inning. And that was close to being a really nice play by Polaka Grego. His glove just a little bit over where the baseball ended up landing. So two outs and two out RBIs for Fort Myers. And now Gustavo Armas will come have a chat with Mavis Graves, his starting pitcher, in a now 2-2 ball game. And the Threshers are the only team in the Phillies system with a game currently in progress. So we'll take a look at the Florida State League for our first scoreboard update of the night. Palm Beach and Daytona will start at 5 p.m. in Daytona. And St. Lucie leading Jupiter 1-0 over at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. In the West Division, Dunedin and Tampa still scoreless in the top of the third inning. Dunedin 6-2 on the season, tied with Lakeland for the league's best record, as the Flying Tigers are currently leading the Bradenton Marauders in Lakeland. 1-0 in the top of the third inning. Threshers traveling to Dunedin on Tuesday to start their first six-game road trip of the season. Number nine hitter Cole Ellis spits on an indoor fastball for ball number one, and it's a 1-0 count to the catcher turned third baseman for the day. Elvis listed as one of three catchers on the Fort Myers roster, along with Wilfred Castro and Poncho Ruiz. Now the 1-0. Fastball in there for a called strike, and the count evens at 1-1. 2-2 the score, single and a double for Fort Myers in each of the last two at-bats, to drive in a run, and now the speedy Gregory Duran on second base representing the go-ahead run here in the top of the second inning. Two outs and a 1-1, swing and a miss, and the changeup gets by Elvis to make the count 1-2. For the Phillies system, Durham and Lehigh Valley start at 1:35, Hickory and Jersey Shore at 2, and Reading and Portland at 3:15. So all those games kind of scattered, so we'll have some baseball in the Phillies system for the better part of the day to be able to watch on minor league TV once you're done with this game, of course. But this is definitely the one that you're going to want to watch, 2-2 already. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And a balk called on Mavis Graves, first of the season for him. Gregory Duran clapping as he moves over to third base. So now the go-ahead run, 90 feet from scoring for Fort Myers, and Graves looking to get the last out of the second inning. Here's the 2-2. This one hit on a line out to left field, and that's going to be a base hit to score Duran. And just like that, Force Myers flips the lead on the Threshers' head, and it's 3-2, excuse me, on three straight RBI base hits. And that balk looking costly now, as that would have been at least a chance for T.J. Walton to throw out Duran at home had he started on second. Now Byron Churio definitely goes around on the fastball, and the count's 0-1 as Graves looking to find a put-away pitch for these mighty muscles. Now Graves, pickoff attempt at first, not in time, and no tag applied to Elvis, who slides back in head first and safely. 0-1 to Churio, who struck out to lead off the first inning. 1-2-3 first, and now six have come up to the plate here in the second inning. 0-1. Fouled away off Kaikuto's glove, and it's 0-2. Kaikuto set to lead off the second inning with a hit in each of the four games he has played so far this season. An 0-2 count to Byron Churio. Graves looking to end the inning here. Now the pitch. Curveball just missing. And it's 1-2. And some of the fans encouraging Kaikuto to challenge the pitch, but he did not. So 1-2 count now. And Graves takes a glance at first. Now he deals. 1-2. Popped foul. And that's going to hit off the window of one of the seats in the suites. So count stays at 1-2 to Byron Churio. Two pitch, and that ball's going to get away from Kaikuto. Wild pitch sends Elvis to second base and evens the count at 2-2. The timeout call. Right-hander now getting loose in the Threshers bullpen after a quick first inning. Pitch count almost at 50 for Mavis Graves here in the second. Now the 2-2. Fouled away again. So two balls, two strikes, two out. Runner on second base is Cole Elvis for the Mighty Muscles as the fastball misses upstairs. Three balls and two strikes. Third time we've been in a full count this inning with Mavis Graves. And the payoff misses upstairs, and Turio did not go. Second walk of the frame for Graves, and Marty Malloy will climb the dugout steps and head his way over to the pitcher's mound as Graves appears unable to complete two innings of work. There is a righty in the Threshers bullpen who will exit the bullpen and enter the ballgame as Graves' night is finished at an inning and two-thirds. We'll give you the final line and the new pitcher next for Graves as the Threshers trail by one with two on and two outs here in the bottom of the top of the second inning.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Big Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Braden Tucker, the new pitcher for the Clearwater Threshers after Mavis Graves, still responsible for the two runners on base, and went an inning and two-thirds, three hits, two walks, and three strikeouts, currently three runs allowed, and in line for the loss should the score hold at 3-2. Braden Tucker was a great bridge reliever for the Threshers on opening night, and he starts off Trevor Larnick with a changeup for a called strike number one. Tucker allowed an inherited runner to score on a wild pitch on opening night. But other than that, pitched a scoreless ball game. Two hits, two walks, three strikeouts in two and a third innings. Now the 0-1. Breaking ball low, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. He has gone two or more innings in each of his prior two appearances as he is up on the hill for the second time this series against the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Blew the save on Tuesday night. Larnick lofts this one high in the air out to right field. Viers is there. Short run back. He comes in, reaches up, and makes the grab for the final out in the second inning. Eight batters come up for Fort Myers with three of them recording hits and scoring three runs. No errors for the Threshers. Two men left on base, and it's 3-2 Mighty Muscles heading into the bottom of the second inning.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th, for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog, and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday right here at BayCare Ballpark. You can get berm tickets and select food and drink items all for just $1. Brought to you by Top Notch Pest Control. And joining us in the broadcast booth is the one shark that no one can control, Finley T. Thresher, having a great time on a beautiful Sunday at his favorite place at BayCare Ballpark. He's got the bottom of the Threshers order, Kaikuto, Anthony, and Katowski to start off the second. And the Threshers trailing by one, and Kaikuto trailing by one. 0-1 the count as he fouls off the first pitch from Paulshawn Pasqualato. And I don't know what Finley's looking for here. And I think Finley's probably just looking for the camera. But the camera tends to find Finley, which, I mean, it makes sense. And a hard line drive right to the second baseman, Isaac Pena, with a great catch on a line drive right to him. First pitch to Keaton Anthony, and it's a ball one as Kaikuto down on the liner to start off the game. One ball, one strike, the count to Anthony. Threshers trailing by one here in the second inning. That's bounced foul, one ball, two strikes. And Anthony grounds this one over to third, picked up by Elvis. Quick throw to first in time for the second out of the second inning. So two outs in the second for Clearwater. And that'll bring up Dakota Katowski, number nine hitter for the Threshers. A whole lot of power in that bat. His one hit this year so far was a home run. And Katowski bounces the first pitch foul down the third base line, and it's no one count. Slider missing outside, one ball, one strike. Katowski 0 for 3 last night, playing first base in the ninth spot. Today he's the designated hitter. 1-1, breaking ball in there for ball number two on the inside part of the plate. Threshers trailing by one, 3-2 the score. Three runs in the second after a two-run first for the Threshers as fastball misses outside to Katowski to make it three balls and one strike. Hard ground ball up the middle but right to Pena, and gets under his glove into center field for a base hit. Dakota Katowski gets his first knock of the series. And that is, should be the Threshers' fourth hit of the day, but certainly a chance for an E4 on that. as we'll take a look right here. That ball going right up the middle. Pena in good position, but just didn't get his glove down fast enough. And it will, in fact, be ruled an E4 on Isaac Pena. So Bryson Ware up at the plate. Katowski on first with Ware representing the go-ahead run. First pitch, breaking ball missing outside, and it's a 1-0 count to Bryson Ware here in the bottom of the second inning. Next pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and the count even to 1-1. And there's a balk on Paulshawn Pasqualato that'll move Katowski into scoring position. Second balk of the ball game. Now each starter with a balk in today's contest. So Katowski to second base, 1-1 to Ware, playing his second different outfield position today as he swings and misses to make it 1-2. Three different positions all across the field for Bryson Ware. And Ware, a primary infielder since his Auburn days, getting some shifts in left and center field in consecutive games. Now the 1-2. Fastball inside corner called strike three, and that will end the second inning. So the Threshers get a base runner on a late error and leave one man stranded. 3-2 the lead, Fort Myers ahead of Clearwater. And the third inning coming up next.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's is bringing you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
On every Saturday night at BayCare Ballpark, got to stick around for the best fireworks show in town. Had a great show on Friday and Saturday. Next week, or 2 weeks from now, when the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles, when they take on the Marauders, the Threshers will have more fireworks shows. Saturday's fireworks nights here at BayCare Ballpark. 3-2 the score, Mighty Muscles out in front as we're into the top of the third inning, with the middle of the order coming up for Fort Myers. Doncon, Rodriguez, and Ruiz to try and protect their lead as Braden Tucker tries to keep it at one run. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count to Doncon, who flied out to right field his last time up. Next pitch, breaking ball low, and it's 2-0. High fly ball foul by Doncon, and we stay at one ball and two strikes. Or two balls and one strike. Braden Tucker in his third relief appearance of the season deals the 2-1. Fastball narrowly missing inside, and it's 3-1. Two relief appearances so far, 4 1/3 innings pitched, 4 hits, 2 runs allowed, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. For the Indiana alum and graduate student of Lipscomb University, as a walk is issued to Rain Doncon to start off the third inning. That'll bring up Jose Rodriguez, struck out to start the second inning. First two batters K'd in that inning, and it looked like Graves was headed for some smooth sailing. But the two-out walk to Isaac Pena is when the Mighty Muscles started to get into attack mode, and they got to the Thresher starter enough to get him out of the game. Now Tucker trying to provide some bridge work in the middle relief to make it 1-0. Might be stretched into long relief, as I mentioned, two innings pitched in each of his first two outings, and really helped the Threshers stay in the game after a pair of wild pitches scored runs for the Marauders on opening night, as Kaikuto takes a ball off the dome, and it knocks the umpire's max off on deflection as well. And Luis Kaikuto instantly checking to make sure Jared Neal is all right. And I think it's a good time for a ball delivery as the bat boy out of the Threshers dugout to provide Jared Neal with some new baseballs. So one ball and one strike to Jose Rodriguez. And it seems like Neal, after a second check by Kaikuto, and now a second glance at his mask to make sure everything is good, is going to be all right, and we won't have an umpire change. So a 1-1 count to Rodriguez now, 0-for-1 with a strikeout tonight in a 1-0 or a 1-run lead, excuse me, for the Mighty Muscles. Top of the third, nobody out, and skinning away from the fastball is Rodriguez to make it 2-1. Two balls and one strike to Rodriguez, staying primarily in left this week as he hammers this one high in the air out to right center field. Ware sprinting back. Fires is there as well. That's going to go over their heads. One hop the wall and head over onto the berm for a ground rule double. Staying on third is Don Cone, and Rodriguez has his second hit of the series with a double to start off the third. So the first two batters reach as the Mighty Muscles bat staying hot after a late surge last night helped them to a 10-0 victory over Clearwater. And now Braden Tucker has some work to do. Bit of a jam with runners on second and third and nobody out. And Pancho Ruiz, who had four of the 11 hits for Fort Myers last night, though all of them were singles. Nobody out, two on. 3-2 lead for Fort Myers. They're also out hitting Clearwater 4-3 so far today, as Ruiz takes the first pitch, a changeup on the inside corner for a called strike. It's one of five pitches you'll see from Braden Tucker today: sinker, slider, change, a fastball, and a gyro slider, which just has a little bit more spin and a bit more movement than a regular slider. 0-1 to Ruiz now. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, fouled away. That's going to ricochet off the netting and roll just past the Mighty Muscles dugout over towards the first base coach's box. So a quick 0-2 count on Ruiz, exactly what Tucker needs as he grabs the rosin and taps it on his pitching hand to get a little bit extra grip. 0-2 the count to Ruiz, hitting 400 after the 4-for-5 day yesterday. And he's got two runners on with no one out. Tucker leaning in for the sign. He's got it from Kaikuto. Three on the pitch clock as Braden winds and deals. 0-2 fouled away back into the netting. And Fort Myers has been able to get their bats on a whole lot of balls for the Clearwater Threshers. Tucker deals. Breaking ball. This one popped up into right field. Could be deep enough to score Doncone. Viers has it. Doncone is tagging. Viers setting the throw home. Skips the cutoff man right in time. Kaikuto makes the tag. And a beautiful throw from Viers in right field to complete the double play. Jordan Viers flashing the cannon out in right field. And that throw gave Kaikuto plenty of time to slap the tag on the runner. An absolute bullet up the line, perfectly placed by Viers. And the Threshers have a couple of quick outs on the 9-2 double play. Two away now. Runner on second base is Jose Rodriguez. And now Isaac Pena up to the plate with two gone. He walked to start the two-out rally for Fort Myers in the last inning and takes a sinker outside for ball number one. One oh the count to Pena. Two outs in the third. Still a one-run game thanks to Viers. And this one popped up down the third baseline. Pawaka Grego sprints towards the foul line, and as he gets to the fence, he realized that ball was destined for the seats. One ball, one strike, the count to Pena, a late addition to the Mighty Muscles lineup. And the count now 1-1 to the switch-hitting second baseman. Pena sets with 5 seconds left on the pitch clock. Tucker wheels and throws. Pickoff attempt unsuccessful at second base. It's Farquhar there covering with the left-handed hitting Pena at the dish, hitting lefty as a switch hitter with Braden Tucker throwing from the right side. He's also set from the first base side of the mound, has his sign, and locks and loads the 1-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt of Kaikuto to drop the count to 1-2. A 1-2 now. Tucker looking for the put away. Here's the pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Braden Tucker powers the fastball by Pena to get a strikeout and emphatically end a momentum-shifting third inning. Jordan Viers with the double play, crucial to save a run in the third. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one man left. Threshers trail by one as we head into the bottom of the third inning.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
The Threshers' next home game is Tuesday, April 23rd, while the Threshers take on the Bradenton Marauders for the second time this season. Gates will open at 5:30 for the 6:30 p.m. first pitch. I'll have the call on audio only for the road series in Dunedin. You can get that link at threshersbaseball.com and listen to the Threshers broadcast network while the squad is on the road. One-run lead for Fort Myers, 3-2 is the score, as we've got Farquhar, Kemp, and Viers to start off the third inning. Wouldn't it be nice for Jordan Viers to put a nice exclamation point of a hit into the box score after one of the best defensive plays we've seen this entire week? First pitch to Farquhar in there for a called strike, as we had an automatic ball one. To Paul Sean Pasqualano, starter still in the game, as Farquhar lifts this in the air out to center field. Houghton underneath it reaches up to make the catch for the first out. That'll bring up Otto Kemp. Fourth game of his rehab stint this week. He had one in Bradenton as his season began exactly a week ago with a 1-for-3 day and a double. And Kemp has continued the extra base hits throughout the course of his rehab assignment with Clearwater, looking very ready to start the season in Double-A Reading, as Kemp was hit by a pitch. So he has now reached in every game of his rehab assignment with the Clearwater Threshers. And this time on an HBP. So Otto, now the tying run on first base. He's got two steals so far this week against Fort Myers. And he might be in line to steal a bag here. So Jordan Viers at the dish for the Threshers on the heels of a fantastic defensive play in the last inning. Kemp sliding back into first safely on the pickoff attempt. And Kemp is now maybe getting ready to steal a base here. 3-2 the score for Fort Myers. Viers scoops this one foul down the third base line, and it's an 0-1 count to Jordan. So an 0-1 count to Viers. Fastball upstairs, one ball, one strike. Viers already showing an improved eye at the plate from last year. Still a free swinger, but definitely improved his approach during the offseason, where he stayed mostly in Florida to put in a whole lot of work for the Threshers. And even he said he was disappointed that with his season last year, despite having over 30 extra base hits between doubles, home runs, and triples. And looking to move up quickly, more quickly, through the Phillies system as he has spent the better part of the last two seasons here with the Clearwater Threshers. 2-1 the count to Viers now, as a breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 2-2. A guy who is all about the hard work, but certainly does not let the experience get lost on him. Misses for ball, and Kemp is taken out at second base by Cole Elvis. Bit of a late jump and a really good throw by Elvis to get the second out of the inning. So a 2-2 count to Viers. Tying run now moves back to the plate. As Viers bounces one foul, that's going to roll towards the dugout of the Mighty Muscles, keeping the count at 3-2. Full count to Viers, two outs and an empty set of bags. The pitch, hammer down the left field line, deep down left field, and that's going to hit a bounce and over the wall for a ground rule double. Jordan Viers, a double play in the top of the third, and then a two-out double in the home half. So Viers continuing to show that improvement with his first double of the year after 16 two-baggers in 2023. And that one hit just the right spot of the warning track to bounce over towards the tiki bar. Tayshawn Walton doubled in the first, and that one rolled to Marty Malloy in foul territory to make it 0-1, and he is a guy who loves to swing at the first pitch and has done so in each of his last two at-bats. Two RBIs on that double in the first to plate the Threshers' only two runs. Now the chance with a tying run at second, but don't look like it's going to come through here. Popped up to first base, Duran calls everyone off, and he makes the catch for the final out of the third inning. So a two-out double from Jordan Viers isn't enough for the Threshers, as they don't get a run, one hit, no errors, and one man left on base. We're through three innings here on Sunday afternoon. Threshers trail the Mighty Muscles 3-2.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join.
May the Force be with you as we host our annual Star Wars night. Bid on game-worn, one-of-a-kind jerseys and see Jedi and other beings from across the galaxy at BayCare Ballpark. You might be able to see where I put my list of reads, as I certainly didn't know at the first part of the inning. But anyway, that's all behind us. Threshers trailing 3-2 to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, top of the fourth inning, with Braden Tucker back on the hill for his second full inning. He has already gone longer than any reliever, going 2 1/3 innings in his first relief appearance for the Threshers coming back in opening day at Bradenton. Top of the fourth inning starts with a called strike to Maddox Houghton, who was close to his second home run of the series, ended up with an RBI ground rule double in the first, and now it's an 0-1 count to him. Tucker deals, breaking ball missing inside, and it's a 1-1 count. Now the pitch from Houghton. This broken bat lifted in the air out to first base. Anthony is there, and he makes the grab easily for the first out on the lazy pop fly. So one gone in the fourth. Bottom third of the order continues for the Mighty Muscles. Duran and Elvis, the next two. And isn't there some radio host named Elvis Duran? That sounds right. Yeah. Should have flipped it the other way. So that's my bad joke of the afternoon. Thank you very much for listening. I'll go back to baseball now as the lefty Duran singled and drove in the tying run. Also scored the go-ahead run in the second as he swings and misses at a fastball to make it 0-1. Now Tucker deals. Hit on the ground to second base. Kemp is there in the outfield. Grass to make the play. Sends it to first in time for the second out of the fourth. The fourth inning. Making all kinds of mistakes today. Two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Cole Elvis back up at the dish. He had the go-ahead RBI single in the second inning that put the score where it is currently. Sits at 3-2 with Fort Myers out in front since that three-run top of the second inning. Multiple run inning for each team as the first pitch to Elvis is taken for a called strike. Breaking ball settles into the upper corner, and it's 0-1. 26 pitches so far for Braden Tucker. 17 in for strike. So one pitch, fastball upstairs, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike to Elvis. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. Tucker deals. Swing and a miss. Slider fools him, and it's 1-2. And Tucker needs one more out to tie his mark for the longest relief outing of the Threshers season. He's already gone two shutout frames and is looking to get the third out of the inning here. 1-2. Hit in the air out to right center field. Viers is there. He makes the catch on the run for a 1-2-3 fourth inning. For the second time this season, Braden Tucker has gone over two innings, and a 1-2-3 fourth brings up the middle of the Threshers order when we come back. Bottom of the fourth up next, Threshers trail the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles 3-2.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to BayCare Ballpark.
I know.
Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first BayCare Silver Sharks night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders be free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
Check out Tampa Bay's number one country party band, Whiskey County. After the game on April 26th, be sure to stick around for some great music at the Tiki Bar. That's going to be a fun one. Tickets are still available for that game against the Marauders, where you can stay around for post-game Tiki music at threshersbaseball.com. 1-0 the count to Nico Pouaka-Grego. Strikeout to end the first inning for him as he takes a surprising called strike on the outside corner. One ball and one strike to Pouaka-Grego. Next pitch, well below the zone. That's pitch number 60 for Paulshawn Pasqualano, and it's a 2-1 count now to Pouaka-Grego. He's entering the fourth with the lead, 3-2 the score, with the Mighty Muscles out in front. 2-1, Pouaka-Grego out front of the slider, and it's 2-2. Smacks that off the wall of the suites, and that rolls all the way down to the first row. And a couple kids chasing after that baseball and gain possession of it. 2-2 count to Pouaka-Grego. It'll be Nico, Kaikuto, and Anthony to lead off the fourth for the Threshers. This one rolled on the ground to second base. Pena is there, smacks the glove, sent it to first in time for the first out of the fourth inning. So Nico 0-for-2 to start the day. Now Luis Kaikuto, who had a really hard drive to the shortstop in the second inning. But right at him. Don Cohn made an easy play, and Kaikuto's hit streak now remains in jeopardy. He has recorded a hit in each of the first four games of the season that he has played, with him and Caden Hediger splitting the catcher's duties as a breaking ball misses for ball number one. Kaikuto, 5-for-12, four doubles, which is tied for the league lead, four ribbies as well, and 3-1 runs scored for the Rule 5 draft pick from Arizona. 1-0, breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1. On the year, Kaikuto hitting .365 so far. Came to the game hitting .417. So 5-for-13 on the year. Next pitch and challenge by Kaikuto on a called slider for a strike. And it stays as a called strike. One ball and two strikes to the Threshers backstop. And that is going to bounce into the catcher. And it looks like it got him in a tough part of the leg. 2-2 the count now to Kaikuto. So Cole Elvis is all right. Now the Threshers catcher climbs back into the right-handed box. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch. He holds off, and wisely so, as the slider misses low to make it 3-2. Still 2-2. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball low. Now it's 3-2. Apparently I can predict the future. I wish I had predicted my ability to predict the future a little earlier on, but clearly it doesn't work like that. Three balls, two strikes, payoff pitch, fouled up and away, and that's going to clear the Big Shark out in left field and keep the count at 3-2. Pasqualato for pitch number 70, payoff pitch, and that gets him. Second batter hit by a pitch by Paulshawn Pasqualato. First it was Kemp in the third, and now it's Kaikuto. One out, hit by pitch, and back-to-back frames for the Threshers. That'll bring up Keaton Anthony, an on-base machine for Clearwater. Three RBIs on the season for Keaton, and he has never played a game in a Threshers jersey where he has failed to reach base. Breaking ball missing outside, and time called by the ump to get a new baseball. 1-0 count to Keaton Anthony, who's 0-for-1 on the day. Primarily plays at first. Anthony also played in the outfield in college and even pitched for a couple games for the University of Iowa. Went 2-0 in his final year in 20 innings pitched at an ERA just under 5 without recording an error at any of the multiple positions that he played. 1-0 the count to Anthony. Takes the slider low, and it's 2-0. He's on base streak this season, up to 5 games, had a 9-game on base streak for the Threshers last year. That went back to the Complex League as we've got Richard Salazar coming out to the mound to have a chat with Paul Sean Pasqualato. And we'll take a look around the scoreboard. We did the Florida State League scores, and not a lot of games going on at this time on Sunday, with two games in the major leagues about to start. The major league affiliate of the Mighty Muscles, Minnesota Twins, are in Detroit, trying to get themselves back up to 500 with Bailey Ober going against Jack Flaherty in an AL Central battle. Corbin Burns up against his former team as the Red Hot Brewers taking on the Baltimore Orioles at home in Camden Yards. And the Phillies going to get started in about 20 minutes. Zach Wheeler against Mitch Keller. Pair of aces going for the Battle of Pennsylvania, Phillies versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. And the Yankees and Guardians about to get started as well. Most of the games will begin around 2 o'clock. Anthony takes one the other way, foul, and that is going to reach Big Shark to make it a 2-1 count to the Threshers' first baseman. Anthony, third team All-American in 2023, first team All-Big Ten with the Iowa Hawkeyes primarily at first base. 2-1. Fastball upstairs, called strike, but Anthony quickly calling the challenge. That looked like it ran a bit inside, but the umpire knows best. Jared Neal with the right call as the challenge is confirmed, and it is a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, man on. Kaikuto thought about going, and Anthony swings and misses at the changeup to bring up the second out of the inning. So two gone in the fourth. Now Dakota Katowski at the dish. Had a hard hit ball that went through the glove of the second baseman, Isaac Pena, up the middle to reach base in the second inning. So Katowski 0-for-1 on the error. First pitch to Katowski, fastball right down Main Street, straight take, and it's 0-1. Particularly power hitters will commonly take the first pitch to try and get a feel of what the pitcher is throwing, even if it's a fastball up the gut like that, as Katowski rolls this one foul down the third base line to drop the count to 0-2. Kaikuto, not a stealing threat over at first base, as he takes a short lead off there. 0-2 to Katowski with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Threshers trailing by one with left-handed action up in the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Pickoff attempt at first unsuccessful. And now the ball back in the hands of Paul Sean Pasqualato. Now the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and that will end the fourth inning. Back-to-back strikeouts end the fourth for the Threshers. Top of the order will be up in the fifth, but the Threshers leave a man on board with no runs, no hits, and no errors. Fifth inning coming up. Threshers 2, Mighty Muscles 3 here in the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of Black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Don't forget to visit threshersbaseball.com for tickets, upcoming events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Make sure to get your tickets for the next Threshers series beginning on Tuesday the 23rd against the Bradenton Marauders. Clearwater took two of the first three against Bradenton, as well as three of the first five in Fort Myers, but are now trailing as the Mighty Muscles aim to even up the opening series against Clearwater for the second year in a row. Braden Tucker back out on the mound, needs just one out to break his own mark of the high for innings pitched by a Threshers reliever this season. He's already gone 2 1/3 without allowing a run for Clearwater. 0-1 to Churio now as he's well out in front of the changeup, and it's 0-2. Churio reached on a walk in the second, struck out in a long battle of an at-bat to start off the ballgame. So quick 0-2 count to the leadoff man for Fort Myers, and that fastball surprisingly not called strike three, just missed a bit upstairs to Byron Churio. So 1-2 count to Churio, nobody out, and a 3-2 lead for Fort Myers as we're in the top of the fifth inning. Tucker deals, hit on the ground foul, and it's still 1-2. So Churio getting his bat to a lot of errant baseballs and keeping at-bats alive continually against Threshers pitching. One ball, two strikes, now the pitch. Just got a piece of it, cued off the end of the bat of Churio, and the count stays at 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out here in the fifth. Tucker deals. Just missing outside, slider narrowly escaping, being a called third strike as we stay at 1-2, or 2-2, excuse me. Now the 2-2. Chopped foul, and we'll stay at 2-2 again. Second at bat, where Churio has fouled off three or more pitches. He has fouled off pitches in every single one of his at bat with two strikes, so really making the Threshers pitchers work for it. This is going to be the eighth pitch of the at bat as Tucker winds and deals. 2-2, called strike three. 2 2/3 innings for Braden Tucker of shutout baseball. And he sets the top mark for innings pitched by a Threshers reliever for the second time this season. One gone in the fifth, and Trevor Larnick at the dish for the Mighty Muscles. A ground out and a fly out to the AAA rehabber's name so far today. And Jordan Fires playing deep towards center field, giving a lot of that line to the hard-hitting Trevor Larnick, who takes a first-pitch fastball for a called strike. And Luis Caicuto with a successful challenge from behind home plate. Changed the call from a strike to a ball, and it's a 1-1 count. Hit on the ground, foul, one ball, two strikes, as the changeup knocked away. So 1-1 to Larnick. Threshers still trailing by one as Trevor Larnick taking a timeout as the ball remains on the field of play, so Jordan Fires is going to toss that to a fan over the fence in right field. It's a guy who's all about the fans, is Jordan Fires. At the season ticket holder event that the Threshers host annually at the beginning of the season, I think Fires spent more time talking to some of the Threshers fans than he did with his own teammates. I mean, just always a man of the people, really enjoys being a fan favorite here at BayCare Ballpark. 2-1 the count to Trevor Larnick as the fastball misses up and away. Three ribbies on the season for Larnick, all coming here. Hit on the ground to second base. Right there is Kemp. Gloves it with one hand, fires to first in time for the second out of the fifth inning. Three innings full now for Braden Tucker, first Threshers reliever to eclipse three innings out of the bullpen in a game. And once again, he has done some nice mop-up work after Mavis Graves was sent out early. That'll bring up Raindon Kahn with two outs. Number three hitter swings and lines one into right center field. Kemp is chasing, and it's over his head in the middle of Kemp, Ware, and Fires. So a two-out single for Don Cone. He's now reached in two consecutive at-bats, 1-for-2 on the day, and as is Jose Rodriguez, who is 1-for-2 with a double in the third inning. Rodriguez just two hits to his name this season, got his first extra base hit in that third. That was a ground rule double and eventually led to a run being saved by Jordan Fires in right. First pitch to Rodriguez, scoops one into Kemp's glove, who leaps to make the catch on the line drive and end the fifth inning. Two-out hit is all the Mighty Muscles will get. No runs, a hit, no errors. One man left on base, and we're halfway home on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Clearwater. Threshers trail 3-2 to the Mighty Muscles when we come back.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
For just $25 for the whole year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at BayCare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. Register today at threshersbaseball.com. So Balshawn Pasqualano's night is done, giving way to a lefty, Wilker Reyes, who comes on the mound for the second time this series. This time in relief of Pasqualano, starting off Bryson Ware with a fastball for a called strike number one. Pasqualano not in line for the victory, going just four innings, two runs allowed on four hits with six strikeouts, no batters walked. This one hitting on the ground a third, and it's caught on a low line drive by Cole Elvis. So Bryson Ware robbed of a hit, and now Trent Farquhar will come up to the plate, one for two on the day with a run scored. Reyes, the lefty, deals, and Farquhar pulls back the bunt as the breaking ball just catches the outside corner for a called strike number one. Reyes in for the second time this series, two shutout innings of relief during the Threshers' first win of the series on Wednesday. Two walks and three strikeouts for him over that span as the slider by Farquhar to make it an 0-2 count. One gone in the fifth, and now the pitch. Breaking ball bounces outside of the batter's box, 1-2. Farquhar single and a run in the first, fly out to center in the third. Reach base in all four games in which he's played this series against the Mighty Muscles. 1-2 turns to 2-2 as the breaking ball misses well off the plate, 2-2. Two very wide misses as Reyes tried to go outside to the left-hand hitting Farquhar. Left-on-left matchup as Reyes has the sign from his catcher. Now deals 2-2. Bounced. It's going to stay fair. Farquhar sprinting towards first, and the first baseman pulled off the bag. An error on the throw by Pancho Ruiz, second of the game by the Mighty Muscles, and the Threshers have the tying run aboard with a speedy Trent Farquhar. He made that play tough on the outfield, or on the infield, excuse me, for the Mighty Muscles, and not the best throw from Ruiz. Duran unable to hang on to that ball. So that'll bring up Otto Kemp. He has reached base in every game of his rehab assignment with Clearwater, and he takes the fastball low for ball number one. He was hit by a pitch but caught stealing in the third as he looks for what would be an important tying run, and he certainly has power potential for a whole lot more. Farquhar takes the lead, and the pitch gets away from the catcher. Kemp checks his swing as Farquhar walks to second base on a wild pitch. And now it's 2-0. So now the tying run in scoring position for the Threshers, and with a big-time RBI threat at the dish in Otto Kemp. 24 years old. He had 43 RBIs for the Threshers last year, playing much of the season in Clearwater as he bounces the fastball foul to even it at 2-1. 251 hitter for Clearwater, 7 homers, 43 RBIs. And he is 6 for his first 10 this series, combining to go 7 for 14 over his now 5-game rehab assignment. Hit on a line, foul down the left field line. And now it's 2-2. Could have been trouble, but just a little bit early on it was Otto Kemp. So now it's 2-2 count to Kemp. Farquhar, no designs to steal, takes a short lead off a second. Now Reyes deals. Kemp hits it on the ground to third. Farquhar will stay put. Long throw to first in time, and Elvis makes the play for the second out. Cole Elvis responsible for both outs so far in this inning. That'll bring up Jordan Viers, who crushed an opposite field ground rule double his last time up. Strikeout, a double for Viers, and a run-saving play in right field back in the third inning. A single might score Farquhar here as the first pitch changeup misses low and in to make it 1-0 to Viers. One RBI in the season so far, with the double becoming his first extra base hit of the year. Third game this series for Viers as he awaits the 1-0 from Reyes. Holds up the swing. Appeal to the bases umpire says he did not go, and it's 2-0 now to Viers. Two outs, man on second base, and the Threshers trailing by one run. Well off the plate, a quick 3-0 count to Jordan Viers, who is 1-for-6 with an RBI this series heading into tonight's game, so make it 2-for-8. With a double now. Three-oh count to Viers. Reyes, a glance over at second. Now the 3-0. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two outs. Tying run on second base in a 3-2 game in favor of the Mighty Muscles. 3-1 now to Viers. Off the plate and low. That's ball number 4. So Viers reaching base for the second time. And that'll bring up T.J. Walton. He swung at the first pitch in each of his first two at-bats, with a double with two RBIs responsible for Ware and Farquhar scoring back in the first. And a pop-out in his last at-bat. First pitch to TJ and a swing and a miss to make it 0-1. In his first full season is Walton out of the IMG Academy, one of the top places for young athletes to prep for their usually Division I or pro careers. This one hammered deep into left center field, and the outfielders just stop and watch that fly. TJ Walton with a loud home run. And the Threshers take the lead. A 3-run jack for Walton's first career home run. And the Threshers now lead it 5-3. That was an absolute shot off the bat of TJ Walton. And he has driven in all 5 runs so far. As we take a look, that ball almost hit one of the fans on the berm. Moving so quickly, they couldn't even see that baseball coming. And that ball landed in pieces in the outfield. Walton absolutely smoked that one. First pitch, missing upstairs. No, in there upstairs to Nico Pawaka-Grego for a called strike. And it's 0-1. He's 0 for 2 on the day. Strikeout and a ground out in his two at-bats. Next pitch, curveball in there for a called strike two to Pawaka-Grego. So T.J. Walton, just one hit this series before today. A two RBI double and a three-run home run have given the Threshers the lead. 0-2 pitch, a liner out to second, and an easy play for Pena to end the fifth inning. But T.J. Walton, an absolute monster of a shot, gets three runs across for the Clearwater Threshers. The homer was the only hit of the inning, one error, and nobody left on base. Threshers 5, Muscles 3, as we head to the sixth.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Make sure to stick around post-game on Friday nights at Bay Care Ballpark because there will be live music and drinks after every Friday home game at the Tiki Bar. We had DJ Filthy there last time. We'll have a couple of concerts presented by Truly Hard Seltzer later in the year. And speaking of hard, T.J. Walton in left field absolutely smoked the go-ahead home run in that last inning. Threshers lead it 5-3. And now Pancho Ruiz against Braden Tucker, who officially confirms a no decision for Mavis Graves as the first pitch slider in there for a called strike to Pancho Ruiz. And Tucker now in line for the victory. 0-1. Broken bat grounder down the third baseline. Picked up on the run by Pawaka-Grego. Fires to first in time. And a smooth fielding play by Nico Pawaka-Grego to start off the sixth without number one. Two-run lead for Clearwater. In this series, no lead has been safe for either squad. Both teams showing the ability to come from behind. And with the Threshers and Mighty Muscles bats, it's been easy. But the gloves have gotten some attention as well. And Pawaka-Grego looking like a great fielding prospect and multiple positions in the infield with a solid bat from the left side as well. Swing and a miss from the left-hand hitting Isaac Pena. Switch hitting second baseman for Fort Myers tonight. A walk and a strikeout in two at-bats today. Now the 0-1. Fastball upstairs, 1-1. One ball, one strike to Pena, one out, and the pitch. Did he go? No, yes he did, and it's 1-2. Sinker on the outside part of the plate from Braden Tucker. Looked like it might have been a strike, whether or not Pena went around. 1-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. Fastball blown right by him as Braden Tucker gets the strikeout for the second out of the sixth inning. And that is the third strikeout of the game for Isaac Pena. Two away now for Tucker's third strikeout of the game. Pena has struck out twice against Tucker. Now Maddox Houghton starts off the at-bat with a looping foul ball down the right field line and into the seats for an 0-1 count. He had an RBI double in the second inning and popped out to first to start off the fourth, so he's 1-for-2. Tucker topping four innings now Four innings full. He has thrown 50 pitches, 35 for strikes. This one hit on the ground to Anthony. He takes it to the bag himself, tags the bag and the runner for a 1-2-3 sixth inning. So the Threshers maintain a two-run lead after an easy 1-2-3-6. Now they look to pile on in the home half of the inning. Threshers 5, Muscles 3, bottom of the sixth coming up.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit threshersbaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit threshersbaseball.com.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit threshersbaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of...
Buy your tickets ahead of time on threshersbaseball.com to take advantage of advanced purchased savings. And Wilker Reyes being saved after giving up a three-run homer to T.J. Walton in the last inning. Ben Etheridge on to replace him with Reyes' final line, finishing at one inning pitched, one hit, and three unearned runs since Farquhar reached on an error earlier in the inning. One walk, no strikeouts for Wilker as Etheridge coming on for the second time this series to face the bottom third of the Threshers' order. Keaton Anthony following Luis Caicuto and Dakota Katowski in the hole as Caicuto takes the first pitch from Etheridge for a called strike. Etheridge in for the second time this series. And he deals. Breaking ball, inside corner, called strike two to Caicuto. Etheridge allowed the majority of hits for the Threshers in their 10-run, 13-hit victory on Thursday. 10-5 the score in that one. Etheridge allowed 3 runs on 5 hits in 3 innings of work. Caicuto rolls this over to short, picked up by Doncone, fires over to first, and it's caught by Duran for the first out in the sixth inning. So Caicuto's on base streak is up to 5 straight games to start the season, but his hit streak remains in jeopardy after the first out in the sixth inning. That'll bring up Keaton Anthony. A ground out and a strikeout in his first 2 at-bats for the Threshers. And he's looking to maintain an on-base streak as well. First pitch to Anthony, a slider low, and it's 1-0. Anthony joined the Threshers, played a couple of postseason games for Clearwater last year after just 5 in the regular season with Clearwater. This one hit back up the middle through the legs of Etheridge over to the second baseman, Pena, who fires to first from the bag for the second out of the inning. That was well up the middle for Pena. They have been shifting heavily on these Threshers hitters to prevent them from getting hits. And now Dakota Katowski, who reached on an error in the second but is still hitless today, 0-for-2. With a strikeout, his last at bat. 2 gone in the sixth. Threshers lead by 2 runs. 5-3 the score, thanks to T.J. Walton, who has driven in all 5 runs for Clearwater thus far. 2 outs in the sixth. Here's a pitch from Etheridge, and Katowski pops this one up. Playable down the first baseline. Duran chasing, but it goes out of play and will be a souvenir for a lucky fan on the right field side. 0-1 the count to Katowski, who has 1 hit so far this season, but that hit was a special one. Threshers' first home run of the year came off Katowski's bat back on Saturday against Bradenton, April the 6th. 0-1 to Katowski now. Popped up, staying on the infield. Pena is there. Doncon shielding his eyes. Pena calls him off, grabs it with two hands, and finishes the sixth inning on the pop fly. Top of the order will start the seventh for the Threshers. They lead it 5-3 after the 1-2-3-6. Seventh inning up next. Threshers 5, Mighty Muscles 3.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
The Bay Area's best Grateful Dead tribute band, Uncle John's Band, will be performing post-game on Friday, May 17th, brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. Drew Garrett back on the mound for the Threshers after four-plus innings of relief from Braden Tucker that put him in line for the victory and really helped the Threshers out after Mavis Graves finished his night in the second inning. And first pitch from Garrett in there for a called strike to Gregory Duran. It'll be Duran, Elvis, and Churio to start off the seventh inning for Fort Myers. For Braden Tucker, he's in line for the win as it's a called ball number one to Duran, even in the count of 1-1. 4 1/3 innings for Tucker. Two hits without a run being scored. No inherited runs come across either. One walk and three strikeouts. Breaking ball low from Garrett. And it's a 2-1 count to Duran, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored coming in the second inning. Tied the game on a single, scored the go-ahead run after advancing to second on the throw and third on the balk. Fastball missing outside, 3-1 the count to Duran. For Drew Garrett, who makes his second pitching appearance of the season, both coming against Fort Myers. Now the 3-1. Duran hits a hard line drive out to right field, but Viers is right there for the catch and the first out of the seventh inning. For Garrett, he took the loss on Tuesday night. Didn't allow a hit, but walked two in one inning full. One run allowed and two strikeouts in the 23-year-old season debut. He spent all of last year in the Complex League after being picked in 2022 in the 19th round out of University of Missouri. One gone, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike to Cole Ellis. Cut fastball from Garrett. And he's got a fastball slider that kind of looks like a cutter and a curveball for the 23-year-old. 0-1. Right down the pipe on the curveball, and it's 0-2. Transferred to Missouri from Johnson County Community College before the 2021 season after a 4-1 record at Johnson County and a 2.22 ERA in 2 years at the community college. One ball, two strikes, the count now to Elvis, who is also 1-for-2, like Duran was at the start of the inning. RBI single in the second that plated Duran and a flyout to right in his last at bat. Now the 1-2 pitch. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Foul tip into the mid of Kaikuto as Garrett has his third K of the series. First of the day for the second out of the seventh inning. So two gone, and the lineup card resets for the Mighty Muscles. Byron Churio walked in the second inning, but that free pass was sandwiched by a pair of strikeouts, so he's 0 for 2 on the day. First pitch misses, and it's a 1-0 count to Churio. Struck out looking in his last at-bat, but he has really made the pitcher's work in each of his prior three plate appearances. 1-0 pitch. Fastball zips below the zone, and it's 2-0. He had an 8-pitch strikeout in the first, an 8-pitch walk in the second, and an 8-pitch strikeout in the fifth. 2-0. Fastball outside, 3-0. Three straight balls with two outs to Byron Churio. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Fastball misses upstairs. Second walk of the day for Byron Churio to put the tying run at the dish with two outs in the seventh inning. That's a dangerous tying run. Trevor Larnach, parts of the last three seasons in Minnesota after he was a first-round pick by the Twins, 20th overall in 2018. Larnach has grounded out to second twice and flied out to right the other time as Byron Churio puts on his sliding mitt and gets ready to go. First pitch to Larnach is a fastball up and in. That's five straight balls from Drew Garrett with two outs in the inning. So Larnach, third appearance as a rehabber. And now the 1-0. Breaking ball low, 2-0. Threshers have a righty starting to get loose, so Garrett might be a one-inning guy for the second consecutive outing. And he's got two straight misses to Larnach. Churio, a long lead off of first as Larnach ropes one foul that takes a hard bounce off the wall and goes back into the field of play. So Jordan Viers doing what he does best and putting a smile on some fans' faces by giving them a baseball out in the right field seats. 2-1 the count to Larnach. Two outs in the seventh where the Threshers lead it 5-3. The pitch. 2-1 high fly ball tailing foul. That should go out of play, but Puaka Grego chasing anyway, and that lands in the Hooters Diamond dugout over on the third base side. So it's a 2-2 count to Trevor Larnach. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. One runner on, a two-run lead for the Threshers here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Churio extending his lead off of first as Larnach is set in the left-handed batter's box. Three on the pitch clock as Garrett deals. Fastball, and this one's popped up foul. And that will reach the seats for a second straight at-bat. Two two again to Larnach. Pop foul again. That's going to clear the press box and hopefully not land anywhere near my car. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Threshers lead 5-3 in the top of the seventh inning. And they're ready to stretch here in Clearwater. Two two. Hard line drive, deep out to left field. Walton going back in front of the warning track. He reaches up and makes the catch. And T.J. Walton ends the seventh inning with the Threshers remaining on top. One walk is all the Mighty Muscles will get. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. And Drew Garrett gets the three outs needed in the seventh. And we'll stretch it out before the Threshers try and stretch out a 5-3 lead in the home half of the seventh.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night presented by Moe's Southwest Grill.
Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on Wednesday games. Make sure to register today at threshersbaseball.com. Seventh inning stretch is over. We're all stretched out here at Bay Care Ballpark, and Bryson Ware trying to stretch out the Threshers' 5-3 lead as the top of the order starts things off with a high line drive out to right center field. Center fielder Houghton with great speed makes the catch on the run and jumps into the wall in celebration. So Ware got a load of that one. And Etheridge starts off the seventh inning with one pitch and one out for the Clearwater Threshers. That'll bring up Trent Farquhar, who scored the tying run on T.J. Walton's homer, 1-for-3 on the day. But each time he has been on the base paths, he has scored a run, reaching on an error in the fifth inning. Sinker missing outside from Etheridge, and it's a 1-0 count to Trent Farquhar. Righty Etheridge, lefty Farquhar, the 1-0 pitch. Hit on the line out to left field. Going back is Rodriguez. Drifting towards the track, he makes a catch about three steps in front of the warning track in left for the second out of the seventh inning. That'll bring up Otto Kemp looking to extend his hit streak that he has started during the entirety of his rehab assignment for the Clearwater Threshers. He was on the opening roster for Clearwater last year and is in his fifth game rehabbing on the injured list of the Reading Fightin' Phils. Kemp, 7-for-14 with the Threshers this season. And for the second time, he was hit in the elbow. And this time, I think he might feel it. Really shrugged off the first hit by pitch like a champ in the third inning as we take a look at the replay here as Kemp is going to take some time before going to first. And you see right there, similar spot to that first inning, the upper part kind of in between the elbow and the bicep of his left hand. So Kemp on first for the second time. And Jordan Viers with what, even I think including the T.J. Walton home run, had the play of the day in the third inning as Kemp is checked back to first, sliding in head first underneath the tag of Gregory Duran. A double play, catching Rendon Cohn, tagging up, and that really changed the outlook of the game for the Clearwater Threshers. Walton, though, on deck, awaiting Viers, who lifts this one high in the air. Popped up, and that's going to stay on the second base side. Pena is there to make the catch and end the seventh inning. So Kemp, the only batter who reached on a second hit by pitch. No score in the seventh for the Threshers. One man left, and we head into the eighth inning. 5-3 the lead for Clearwater. Mighty Muscles coming up to bat, start the eighth.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by Bay Care, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by Bay Care Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the Bay Care Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks Night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game to support a local pet charity and see the specialty beach dog jerseys in action. This charity, the charity for this month is the Humane Society of Pinellas. We thank you to them for partnering with us once again to support an important cause. Ethan Chenault on the mound for the Threshers, third time this season as he starts off rained on Cone with a fastball upstairs for ball number one. Chenault supporting the cause of the Threshers, looking for the victory as they're ahead 5-3 opening up the eighth inning as Don Cone ducks under a wayward fastball. That makes it 2-0. Ethan Chenault, and that fastball can get up there. Usually sits in the mid-90s for Chenault, who really bounced back after a tough ending to his first outing for the Threshers against Bradenton. Two innings, two hits, two runs on the Saturday win as this one hit on the ground over to second base, picked up by Kemp, fires to first, and that is the first out of the inning. And you got to give a lot of credit to Otto Kemp staying in this game. A lot of rehabbers exit the game on the earlier side. But Kemp, even after being hit in just about the same spot by pitches in two separate innings, he has been able to stay in the ballgame and continue to make plays at the second base bag. One gone in the eighth inning. Jose Rodriguez up at the plate, taking the first pitch for a called strike, an 85-mile-an-hour slider from Ethan Chenault. Chenault went one scoreless inning, a 1-2-3 frame on the win in the 11th for the Threshers with one strikeout as he gets a swing to miss on another slider from Rodriguez, 0-2. So Chenault in his third relief appearance gave up a run, or his two runs in the first inning, the eighth inning, his two-inning relief outing on Saturday the 6th, so he has not allowed a run his last two and a third. Fouled away as Rodriguez dribbles that back to the dugout. Count stays at 0-2. Nothing in two, the count. 5-3 the score with one gone in the top of the eighth inning for the Threshers. Here's the pitch from Chenault. Wave and whiff, strike three. A wild pitch, and Kikuto tags Rodriguez to secure the second out in the eighth inning. So two quick outs for Chenault. Now Pancho Ruiz coming up to the plate, who flied out into a double play in the third inning, grounded out to third in the sixth, and struck out on an automatic strike three in the second inning, going the way of Cal Conley. First pitch to Ruiz is a sinker that hits 96 on the gun but misses outside to make it 1-0. And the Cal Conley joke, a reference to a spring training game in 2023, the first year that the pitch clock was introduced to the majors, as the curveball settles in for a called strike. Cal Conley ended a spring training game in a tie by striking out on an automatic strike three call to end a game against the Red Sox. 1-1 pitch, and on the ground to third, right at Pauaka Grego. Picks it up on a pair of hops, fires to first in time for the final out of the eighth inning. Another 1-2-3 inning for Ethan Chenault and the Threshers. They've got three more outs to work with, and will try and pad their lead in the eighth. Threshers 5, Mighty Muscles 3, when we come back for the bottom of the eighth.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We've got something special for our first.
Don't forget, Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday home game. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And T.J. Walton, the last time he was up, sent the baseball to try and get some taps from the tiki bar. His first career home run as a pro. Big congrats to TJ. And it goes on to the berm, not too far from the tiki bar. So buy that baseball a drink, because that thing was absolutely wrecked by TJ Walton. Three-run shot gave the Threshers the lead, where it currently stands at 5-3. It'll be Walton, Poaca-Grego, and Kaikuto to start off the eighth against Aaron Holiday, the new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles, as Ben Etheridge finishes up his outing as Walton takes first pitch, first strike. So Etheridge finishes his day, two innings of work, and that's all that he gets on the stat sheet as Walton swings and misses at a cut fastball to bring the count to 0-2. Aaron Holiday in his second game of the series, and the Threshers were able to tune him up the last time they faced him. Swing and a miss, starting off in a better foot with a three-pitch strikeout of T.J. Walton. But nothing can detract from the game that T.J. had today. Two-run double in the first, three-run go-ahead homer in the fifth, and May finished the day 2-for-4 for T.J. And now Nico Poaca-Grego up to the plate. But Aaron Holiday hasn't pitched since Thursday, where he didn't even complete a full inning in his debut here in Clearwater, as a fastball misses to Poaca-Grego to make it 1-0. Holiday, two-thirds of an inning on Thursday, three hits, four earned runs, one walk to the Threshers batters. 1-0 to Poaca-Grego, cued foul off the end of the bat, and it's 1-1. So 1-1 to Poaca-Grego, one gone in the eighth. The pitch from Holiday is hit off the end of the bat again. This one rolled foul down the third base line for strike number two. Nico 0-for-3 on the day. Strikeout, ground out, and a line out for the Australian infielder. Initially from New Zealand, but grew up in Melbourne. Now the 1-2. Hit on a line up the middle, and that's going to get past the second baseman, Pena, though he does end up getting a glove on it into center field, but not nearly in time as Poaca-Grego gets himself a hit. Sixth hit of the day for the Threshers, and the first batter is on with one out in the eighth inning for Clearwater. That'll bring up Luis Kaikuto, who is looking to extend his four-game hit streak. He has extended his on-base streak to five, reached in each of the first five games he's played this year after he was plunked in the fourth. And the fastball in there for a called strike to Luis, so won the count. Kaikuto 0-for-2 on the day, other than the hit-by-pitch. and tied for the league lead with four doubles so far. As this one hit up the middle, this could be two. Pena has it, flips a short for one. On to first, Kikuto almost beat it out. But a great stretch from Duran to complete the 4-6-3 double play and send us to the ninth inning. Threshers get a hit, but don't leave anyone stranded. No runs, no errors. And off to the ninth we go. Threshers, 3 outs remaining between them and the first six-game series win of the season.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit threshersbaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on threshersbaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Every Saturday night at BayCare Ballpark, there are fireworks after the game. So the next time the Threshers are back here on Saturday, April 27th against Bradenton, you can stick around for the best fireworks show in town. Make sure to get your tickets for the Bradenton series at threshersbaseball.com. 3 outs remain in this ball game if Saul Tehran can close this one out for what would be his second save of the season. Ethan Chenault was spectacular. A quick 1-2-3 inning with a strikeout for Ethan to set up the ninth inning for Saul Tehran. Isaac Pena, Maddox Houghton, and Gregory Duran stand between us and the end of this ballgame as Tehran misses with the first pitch slider to start off 1-0. Got a save on opening day for the Threshers as a slider in there for a called strike one. Followed up an inning and a third of Orion Kirkering domination, who is now back up with the Phillies after completing his rehab assignment here in Clearwater. Fastball from Tehran makes it 1-2. And Tehran profiles as a closer for sure. 3 saves in the Complex League last year, and he starts off the ninth with a swinging strikeout from Isaac Pena. Exactly what the doctor ordered for the Venezuela native. And the 22-year-old Tehran gets his first K of the game, sixth of the season in his third outing. Often coming in the late innings for the Threshers in his second season with Clearwater after joining the Threshers in August of 2023. Sinker misses to Houghton for ball number one. Houghton 1-for-3 on the day with the RBI double in the second. Tehran works quickly and a slider in there for a called strike to Houghton. 5 pitches for a reliever is a good amount as Houghton challenges the call unsuccessfully. 1-1. Quickly into the 1-1. Up and in on the heater, 2-1. Changer, slider, cutter, and 2 different types of fastballs for Tehran, a 4-seamer and a 2-seamer. A lot of heat in the low 90s from Saul Tehran. 2-1 pitch. Popped up high and foul, and that's going to go out of play to even the count at 2-2. So the 5-pitch reliever, 22 years old, out of the capital, Caracas, Venezuela. 5 relief appearances for the Threshers last season, 5 runs in 9 innings, but 10 strikeouts over that frame, as he gets Houghton on a called strike 3. Fastball on the inside corner, and for the second straight outing, Saul Tehran has struck out two. Third straight, I should say. He had three Ks in his save against Bradenton on the opening day Friday, the fifth. And on Tuesday, he struck out two in one inning of work. Now Gregory Duran steps up to the plate. Last chance for the Mighty Muscles, and he fouls the first pitch back into the netting to make it 0-1. Like Houghton before, he started off 1-for-3. RBI single, ground out and a flyout for Gregory. 0-1 the count. And now here's a pitch. Bouncing breaking ball, and it's 1-1. Tehran got the win against Lakeland last year in the third game of the division series. That helped send the Threshers to the Florida State League Finals. 1-1. Foul tip, and that's off of the leg of Duran, and you can tell that that's smart, says he's going to take some time to deal with the ball in the right shin. But now he's down to his final strike whenever he gets back into the dugout. One ball, two strikes to count, and if you're looking at the replay, you see exactly where that hit him. Back leg in the shin. That's not a comfortable place to get hit by a baseball. 1-2. Called strike three. Saul Tehran strikes out the side, and the Threshers seal another comeback victory with a save from Saul Tehran. Three Ks in the ninth, and it's a 5-3 victory for the Clearwater Threshers, clinching the series finale and the series itself, taking four of the opening six games at home from the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Braden Tucker should be the one to earn the win for Clearwater. 4 1/3 innings of shutout ball, two hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. Tehran, the save, who struck out the side in the ninth inning. And the loss going to Wilker Reyes, who allowed the T.J. Walton home run in the fifth inning. T.J. Walton will likely stand next to our friend Jesse and get a bunch of Gatorade dumped on him. We'll be looking for that up in the press box, but stick around as we've got a short post-game show for you before we send you off for the rest of the week before the Threshers' first six-game road trip of the season. 6-3 go the Threshers as they take their first series at home of the season. Short post-game show coming up next here on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
A great final victory of the week for the Clearwater Threshers. as they take the series 4-2 against Fort Myers after a 5-3 win on a beautiful Sunday here at BayCare Ballpark. Josh Sperber here on the Threshers Broadcast Network for the postgame show, as I'll take you through the finale of the Threshers opening series. Bryson Ware and Trent Farquhar singled off Mighty Muscle starter Paulshawn Pasqualato to start off the Sunday matinee with a pair of hits. With two outs in the first inning, T.J. Walton laced a double down the left field line to plate them both and give the Threshers an early 2-0 lead. Fort Myers, however, came back with 3 2-out runs in the top of the second to take the lead 3-2. And with one out in the fifth inning, Trent Farquhar reached on a throwing error by Mighty Muscles catcher Pancho Ruiz. He moved to second on a walk to Jordan Viers with 2 outs in the inning. The next batter was T.J. Walton, who smoked the second pitch he saw from Fort Myers reliever Wilker Reyes out to left for a go-ahead home run. That returned the lead to Clearwater at 5-3. And Jordan Viers made a great defensive play in the game as well, crucial in the third inning, finalizing a double play, stopping a sacrifice fly by getting that out. He followed that up with a double in the next frame. Really solid game for Viers, who's taking to right field for the Clearwater Threshers. Walton's home run might have been the highlight, but the bullpen of the Threshers looked fantastic as well. Braden Tucker getting the win in 4 1/3 innings of work, longest outing by a Threshers reliever this year. 3 strikeouts for him and 3 base runners allowed for Tucker for his first win of the season. Of course, Walton's home run, though, the highlight, an absolute moonshot that landed on the berm. And that ball is probably in pieces on the berm somewhere. That ball was absolutely crushed by Walton for his first professional home run. But the bullpen is not something that can be taken lightly for their impact on the game. Saul Tehran was the anchor of that pen, finishing the game off, striking out the side in the ninth for his second save of the season. Threshers get the win on Sunday, a huge bounce back after a tough loss last night, but they can erase that 10-0 defeat from their memory as they took Game 6 of the opening series by a 5-3 margin, and the team celebrating by just dousing T.J. Walton with Gatorade after his first pro home run. He drove in all 5 runs for the Threshers in the victory. And a very happy Finley means a very happy crew here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. And before I sign off, I want to thank every single person involved with the production here today. Camera people, audio, replay, director, producer, everyone. In the first week of broadcast by the Clearwater Threshers, and that might surprise some of you hearing this for the first time, because at least from my perspective, it looked like the highest level of broadcast that you could possibly get, and we're excited to give you more video broadcasts all throughout the season for the 60 remaining Threshers home games. Next home series where you'll see us on Bally Live begins on April 23rd against the Bradenton Marauders. You can get your ticket for those at threshersbaseball.com. Until then, we've got 6 games on the roads next door in Dunedin, and you'll be able to get my call of those games on threshersbaseball.com to listen to our audio-only broadcast. Until then, though, a big thanks to our fantastic production crew. Really excited to be working with them for the rest of the year. My name is Josh Sperber. I want to thank all of you for tuning in today and throughout the week. And please enjoy your Sunday and have a great rest of the weekend.